Robert, I told you I cannot make it today. I'm expecting 3 best friends for dinner tonight. Oh, I have a lot to cook for them. Okay, I'll call you in the morning. Okay? See ya. Bye. Hello, friends. Welcome to my podcast. I am very much eager to treat my friends this evening. And I'm sure you would enjoy their company too. Oh my God, I'm running late. I have so many dishes to make. See you in a bit. Bye. Knock, knock, knock. Who's that?
It's your friend.
Friend who?
Friend Courage.
Oh, Courage. Come on in. Wow, what a flavor. I could not wait to taste the dishes that Bala is making. Oh, hi, my friends. How are you? I'm Courage. Do you have me in you? Let's find out. There were 3 generals met in a club. Once a couple of drinks went in, they started bragging about their accomplishment at war. The first general said, "My battalion are the most courageous battalion in the world." The other 2 shook their head in pity. He looked at them, called a trooper. "Hey, trooper, come on here. Do you see the mountain with 2 peaks? It was never possible for a human to jump." But the general said, "Trooper, put on your best run and jump from one to another." The trooper, without any hesitation, thundered down and jumped, fell into the valley and died. The general looked at others and said, "You saw that? What courage my men have." The second general said, "This is nothing. Watch my men." Then he called one of his men and said, "Sergeant, here is a minefield. Just go and dance on the minefield." The sergeant went and started dancing. He did not last 10 seconds. He spread his meat all over the place. The second general said, "This is courage. He himself planted the mines there. He knows, but he still went. Isn't that courage?" The third general was so busy with his drinks. First 2 generals looked at him and thought he doesn't have stuff in his team. He just avoiding the whole challenge and just going on drinking. They nudged him and asked, "Hey general, what about you?" The third general said, "I know clearly my men are most courageous and no need to prove anything." The first 2 said, "Empty talk won't do, general." So the third general called one of his guys and he said, "Do you see the river? And in just 100 feet away, there's a big waterfall. And you know that. Go swim across the river." The river is flowing in great fury. The soldier just took a peek and said, "Hey, general, are you out of your mind? What's gotten in your head? You have been drinking too much. I'm not going to do anything stupid like that." And went away. The third general looked at others and said, "See, that is courage. Do you have that in your men?" Hi, listeners. Courage is not acting without using your thoughts. It's the first courageous step that you make towards your ultimate goal. Oh, that reminds me. My goal is to taste all the food that Bala has made. Let me find out what he has done. See ya.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's that?
It's your friend.
Friend who?
Friend Creativity.
Oh, Creativity. Come on in. Hello, listeners. How are you? I am Creativity. Do you have me in you? Let's find out. A driver was driving the oil truck with the help of a GPS. After a few hours, boom, the GPS went dead. The driver is on his own now. In his self-navigation, he took a wrong turn into a road which is narrow, and his oil truck was stuck under a train bridge. He tried moving his truck forward and backward. The truck did not budge. It did not move an inch. So he called the police and the fire service. The policemen and the firefighters tried all their tricks, but they could not move the truck an inch. Looking at this, a small boy came forward with the help. "Uncle, I have an idea. Can I tell you that?" The police chief was already frustrated and stressed out. He said, "Look, boy, this is not your problem that you can solve. Now please leave." The boy left without saying any word, but with a big smile. The policemen and the fire service was running out of time, as there is a train that's going to pass the bridge in 15 minutes. So the police chief decided to ask the boy about the idea. He called the boy and asked, "Boy, what's your idea?" The boy said with a big smile, "If you puncture all the wheels, the truck will go down a foot and you can easily move the truck." The police chief was astonished. Listeners, creativity can be found in unexpected places. You just have to ask for it. You just have to look for it. Oh, totally forgot. Bala wanted me to check his creativity in using the ingredients. Let me go check. Bye.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's that?
It's your friend.
Friend who?
Friend commitment.
Hello there. Did you see my friends? Courage and creativity. I'll finish faster to see whether you have me in you. There was a hungry cat who saw a little mouse playing on the ground. The hungry cat felt very happy and said thanks to the God for sending the mouse to him. The hungry cat started walking towards the mouse to catch and eat him. The little mouse felt that the cat is going to catch him and kill him. The cat started running to catch the mouse to eat. The mouse started running to save himself from cat. The mouse explored a small hole on the ground and could enter in it and saved himself from the hungry cat. There a small kid along with his father watching this from the beginning. The kid asked a question to his father. "Father, the cat was hungry and big and powerful enough to catch the small mouse. But how come mouse survived?" The father explained to the son. "Son, the cat committed to catch the mouse to eat as a routine, whereas the mouse was determined to survive. The cat knew that if he fails to catch the mouse, he will still survive. But the mouse knew that this is his last chance for him to survive." Oh, Bala's calling me. I'm already late for the table. See you after dinner. Bye. Hello, listeners. Did you meet my three friends? They're all like my angels. And they are with me always and whenever I need them the most. Did you search within you and found your courage, creativity, and commitment? The first rule of success is to have a vision. If you do not have a goal, you're going to drift around. Even though you have the best ship or airplane in the whole world, but you as a captain or pilot do not know where you want to go, you will drift around and end up nowhere. First rule, have a purpose, have a goal. Like Martin Luther King said, please have a dream. Second rule, don't listen to naysayers. Like Nelson Mandela said, everything is impossible until someone does it. Third rule, work hard. There is no magic. You have to work hard. You read 1 hour a day about history. Imagine how much you will learn in 365 days. Any goal, regardless of how much it is cherished or how earnestly it is developed, will make little progress unless it is supported with the courage to make the first step and apply some creativity to be simple but unique and have determined commitment like it's your last chance to do or die. Thank you and see you all in my next podcast.